And a huge and wonderful good to see you again. Good morning to Denise Garcia. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm all right. How was your 4th of July? I know you took some time off last week as well.
I did. I had a few days off, and it was nice. Nice. Nothing real crazy. Lots of fireworks around my home. Didn't really have to go anywhere. The neighbors all had them going off, so... Yeah.
So you got it easy. You just sit in the yard with your lawn chair and everybody else has.
I did. Yep.
Now could you see them, the ones that were going off in town?
On the 3rd, I was actually out on the river and watched them, and they did an amazing job. Yeah. They were wonderful.
Was there a lot of people out there? I haven't had too many.
Out on the boat, out on the river, there were a lot of boats out, yes. And I did hear that downtown had a lot of people down there to watch them. So that was neat, but they put on an amazing show.
Boy, I tell you what, the JCs were scrambling to put something together because it's like, oh my gosh, these people need
right.
this, and they did an amazing job.
They did. I was very impressed, very proud. Thank you, JC. I mean, they just were wonderful.
And, let's see, we haven't talked, well, last time we talked was on the phone, which was 2 weeks ago. I wasn't here last week. You were off for the 3rd of July, and we got a little bit of ground to cover.
We do, and I am so glad you were off, and you had mentioned you had a great week off. You deserve it. Thank you for being here through the whole pandemic, and, well, it's still going on, but I mean, for keeping everybody updated and hosting people, and I'm super excited to be inside the building and not on the phone.
That's been, I don't remember.
Oh, my gosh, months.
Probably since it started March 16th or
yes,
something like that.
Yes.
Wow. But we're slowly edging back to some normalcy. I don't know how quickly it's going to happen, but it's getting there.
The new norm.
Mm-hmm. The new norm. There we go. And, you know, all this lockdown and stay-at-home orders and people having to totally rearrange how they work or don't work, it's kind of taking its toll in other areas as well.
It is. You know, we have... of course, been open through this entire time. We are practicing still to this day. We have a protocol. When you come to our building, you are, you know, to ring the buzzer. And before you can even enter into the building, you have to have your temperature taken and wash your hands. And sanitize. We have hand sanitizer everywhere. And wear a mask. And that is including staff. So we do this every day, and it doesn't matter if you have a client come or who's ever coming into the building, but you must wear a mask, you must sanitize your hands, and then a temperature is taken. So we are practicing those safety measures. We don't have a lot of extra people in our building right now, as far as we have nothing open to the community. You know, before I know Rotary and ESL, you know, they'd have classes in our building, but right now, of course, none of that is in existence. But we are busy. We have a full shelter. You know, being home with an abuser during those harder times where people were still working remotely, you know, we kind of were just evening out, and right now we are on overload. I think a lot of people have gone back to work, and they've gotten back out into the community in the sense where they now are seeking help. We are doing orders of protection every day, sometimes more than one or two or three. So, you know, we are busy, and busier than what we have been. And, you know, just to let everybody know that we are there for them, both Dixon and Sterling. Our offices are open and staffed. All of our supervisors have now been back in the building full time this week. The rest of our staff, because so many of them share offices, we have to place them strategically around the building. Mm-hmm. We've even made up some places for offices just so that we are keeping our social distance. So, you know, like in our auditorium, we have two offices in there now.
Oh my.
We use a lot of sneeze guards. You know, it's just, you have to be a little creative, my favorite word, and, you know, just to get everybody in. And we are seeing clients. They are coming in for counseling and all. And, you know, we use the sneeze guards and sanitize after they leave. And, you know, it's just still those safety measures, because it is still very real. You know, I think everybody kind of thinks COVID has kind of like been swept under the rug. And I see many people in this community not wearing masks, not, you know, following those guidelines. And that scares me because our numbers are slowly going to rise again.
Yeah. Yeah, you brought up the Order for Protections. Now, all the gals that work with people, that's such a noble and probably not as noticeable portion of the YWCA, because they don't just take your information to go, okay, we'll let you know. It's from start to finish. They go to court with you.
Correct.
They're with you the whole time. And
yes.
Also as needed prior to
yes.
Getting order protection. Just unbelievable work they do.
They do. And they need to be commended, because through this whole epidemic, emergency orders of protection were still being granted through the courts. So they were taking their clients to the courthouses, and the courthouses were wonderful in their protocol as far as they were doing the temperature, everything, your mask, they're proactive totally. But our staff, yes, they help you. It's not just one of those you call and talk and then you're done. It is they guide you through the whole ordeal. And then when there's counseling or whatever the follow-up may need, they're there. You know, it's a big job. And yes, they are. They're all of our staff. You know, I think it's, besides the trying times in your own personal life or your home life, and then taking on those issues even more so, there's just been some very severe things going on. And it's hard. You know, you have to find that even ground to keep reminding yourself that, when you leave work there.
Kind of like
that
I did
fine
last
line.
Kind
yes.
of like I did last week.
Yes, yes, I'm so proud of you. Totally, yes. So yes, our building is busy. It's good to be back. It's good to see your coworkers. I still think that human interaction, we've been doing everything virtual. Our phone calls, our meetings. We had a staff meeting yesterday that we still held virtual because the number of staff and trying to fit them all together where you're keeping social distance, and still many are working from home. So we had that, we still use our virtual meetings. Even though if you're in the same building, we're still keeping, that all through the computer. But it is good to be back and just to kind of get into a little bit of a swing of things.
You and Sylvia, you two took on, and I'm sure some other people involved, took on an admirable venture in helping out the United Way with Let's Feed Our Children every week. You
yes.
and Sylvia were out helping
yes,
with that.
Yes, we still are. We went this morning, and, Pam Martinez does a phenomenal job with the United Way, Whiteside County. And then during the week, we actually help with the program as far as distributing the lunches. And we are also helping with Lee County United Way distributing the lunches.
Wow.
So, it takes a village, and we are a proud agency of the United Way, and we're here to support them just as much as they support us. So, yeah, giving that little bit of time is.
Your staff and everybody at the YWCA, not just here in Sterling, but over in Dixon, you see a gap, you see a hole that needs to be filled, or you hear about something. You guys are usually the first ones there.
We are. Thank you for noticing that. We are. And I know that many people count on us, and as well as we count on them. So when there is a need, we all try to pull together our resources or our energies and help out where we can. So it's just, it's all part of being a nonprofit. And when you're doing things for the Sauk Valley area, in all ways, shapes, forms, sizes, you just have to be there for them. So, but thank you for noticing that.
One of the things we've had to make amendments to, and we've talked about it before, and we haven't discussed it for, because 2 weeks we were apart, Women of Achievement got some alterations.
We do, and next week it'll get out there more. Yesterday, Sylvia and I spent the majority of the day taking photos of all the baskets. Our Women of Achievement luncheon is going to be virtual, of course, August 20th. Right at noon, hoping people will be able to watch it on their lunch hours. And we're doing an online basket auction. we still have our 50-50 tickets for sale, and we still have our t-shirts for sale. So it's been kind of a, we've had to just backtrack tremendously, trying to call everybody, trying to call our sponsors, and to catch people. Because you have to remember, many people are still not in their offices. So you're leaving voicemails, and then if they do get back to you, or if they don't, or you have to follow up. And it's been a challenge, and it's just very sad because, you know, it's such a really neat event. So we're still trying to make it be top-notch because these awards are earned. These women are phenomenal, and the nominees and the winners, they've just done so much, and we still want to make sure that we give credit to where credit is due.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And again, that's going to be live on the YWCA Facebook August 20th.
Yes, right at noon. If you have any questions, please call 815-625-0333. Karen at the front desk, she knows a lot, but she can also direct phone calls to Sylvia or myself. Sylvia's been busy. You know, this is also a time of the year. Well, I shouldn't say the time of the year, but because of the times, people are looking for jobs. And please remember that if you need help creating a resume, if you need some direction with looking for jobs, job search, job clothing, please reach out. Sylvia and her staff in the community services, they do an amazing job. And they've been, you know, working hard throughout all of this. They've been there, just everybody's just, you know, pushing forward. So we're also working on, we have Summer Splash coming up yes, Rock Falls. I'm sure Bethany's been in and out and around and whatnot. But we are in charge. We were in charge of the stuffed animal pageant last year. And this year we're in charge of it again, but it's going to be virtual. So it's going to be very interesting. I know that next week, because we have submitted things to Bethany, things should be coming out about that, how to register, what we're doing, how it's working. But it is Saturday, August 1st at noon. So I believe it will be held through a Zoom call.
Yep.
And all the information will be given, how to get on that call, how to be involved. I see you're holding a piece of paper in front of you. I'm like, where'd you get there? But yes, that will have all the information on it that that you will need to become involved in that animal pageant.
Bethany sent me one.
I haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah, it's a very small print. Show off your favorite stuffed animal. Mm-hmm. Noon. Location is going to be a Zoom meeting to be announced. Mm-hmm. And you can register at rockfallschamber.com/summersplash with more information as well.
Awesome. Yep. So, and I believe it's limited. I believe the number is limited to the participants. Mm. Don't quote me on that, but I'm almost positive. I will have more info next week. Sure. I know we're just working on some of the paperwork this week, so it'll be interesting to see how that's done. You know, that's another word, creative.
That's going to be for Saturday, August 1st.
Yes.
With all the other things we have going.
At noon. Mm-hmm. Yep. And, of course, we are still doing our summer science. Children entering 3rd through 5th grade, they just, there's still some really neat things coming up this month. The next class will be July 16th. That is a Spy Gadgets. And please call, because we have a minimum number of participants because that is done virtual. So we need you to call and get registered, and that is 815-625-0333. And I know that she's been having some fun with that. You know, you make the best out of what you can with given the situation, and it's just something different to do and something to keep you a little entertained during the summer. So please call and inquire about our summer science program.
Is there there's been a lot of kids getting in on that?
She has had, yes. They actually, and I said a minimum of 5, but a maximum of 18. I'm sorry. She has had quite a few. And, you know, this is her first year, Tracy. She's doing a wonderful job.
Yes.
And so it's a learning experience on both ends, I think, for the participant and for the instructor. So, yeah, it's going well. It's going well.
Doesn't it drive you crazy when I start pawing through all these
things? Yeah, I'm not quite sure what you're looking for. Well, maybe the summer science sheets?
No, I wasn't, because I knew we'd bring that up. One of the things I was going to mention, it just popped in my head because I just recently got the email. I still have this beautiful tissue paper red, white, and green flour that your mom made.
Oh,
it's
yes.
up in the kitchen. There's something that you guys are so highly involved in and visible with. That's kind of put on.
This is another sadness. You know, I have to tell you, I was looking for a photo the other day, and I was scrolling through my phone, and I was looking at all my photos. Oh, my gosh. I have a lot of fun. And, you know, the past, 4 months, it's been like you put your head down and you just keep moving forward. Mm. And it really stinks. So what you're inquiring about is the Fiesta Parade, which has been canceled for this year. And that is also a personal favorite of mine.
Right.
My family, my husband, I mean, that was something that we did every year. Sat at the same place, always had a party after. So I take it also very personal, and it's so, so sad. So yes, there will be no parade this year. And, you know, we're just going to have to plan a bigger and better one next year.
But I understand that we're still going to recognize Hispanic Heritage Week.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And I'm not sure. They probably, I know Sylvia is a part of that group and Raquel, and I would think that they're going to do something fun, something. They probably have something up their sleeve. I know, like there's no hot dog days this year either, but.
That's news to me now.
That was canceled. Yes.
That's my favorite.
But they want you to cook a hot dog at home and then send a photo. You know, they still will sell a t-shirt. But yes, I mean, so many things that you take for granted every year. And, you know.
Last year I stopped at every single one.
Good for you.
Yeah, I just said.
For 50 quarter?
It was a quarter.
Quarter.
Yeah, I'm getting out of here.
We sold root beer floats. I mean, you can't beat it.
I made all the stuffs, and I'm going to bring my own then.
Yes.
I'll bring my own.
So, yeah, I'm sorry. But you have to put a little grill outside.
I have one.
Oh.
You just gave me an idea.
There you go.
I just won't tell anybody where it is.
There you go. So, yes, that is also. I mean, you know, it's so, it's just a, it's. I keep saying it is what it is, but you know, we have to get control of this virus. We have to end it somehow. And if it's eliminating these things which draws large crowds, then I totally agree with what they're doing. Everybody's working hard and trying to make the best decisions. And who knows what the future may hold, what tomorrow may bring. You know, I know the schools are all in a quandary about what to do in the right way, but we got to do something because the kids cannot keep staying out of school. I mean, it's just for everybody, for the well-being of parents and kids, you know. So yeah, it's a struggle, I know, and you know, we just all have to remain positive. So many people that are stuck at home, if you're stuck at home and you're at home with your abuser and you can't seem to find help, please reach out to us. I know right now it's kind of a hard time to leave any type of a situation because of COVID, because of the worry of being out in the public or being around people. But we talk to people on the phone. We talk to them through our Facebook page. You know, there's even if it's just to be reassured, to seek what kind of help we have out there, you know, just please reach out to us. We have a 24-hour hotline that is manned all the time. And people that man that, I mean, they are there waiting to talk to you, to give you advice. Those numbers are 815-626-7277, 815-288-1011. And, you know, please reach out to us, and we're there. And sometimes we have people reach out to us through Facebook if they cannot talk on the phone. And they, you know, we have our Facebook is manned by a few managers. And so there's always somebody there for you.
Through all these, you know, recommendations and adjustments and everything we've had to do, you and all the staff at the YWC, both here and in Dixon, you found a way.
We have.
Plow and channel through.
We have. Yeah. And through all this, we also ended our fiscal year, which was a huge challenge. And I want to give a shout out to Deb Cushman. God love her because she's in charge of all of our budgets and revisions. And that woman has worked so hard. And given the situation and, you know, different supervisors not being in the building and have to communicate through the phone, through email, it's just, it was a huge challenge. And we ended that. And I know that that was a big sigh of relief, you know, just to end that fiscal year and move on now to this new one. Another question that we do get a lot is, are we taking donations? We are back to taking donations.
Good.
Please call us first. Because we will meet you at the door and, you know, we just can't have people filtering through the building. So 815-625-0333, and we are taking your clothing. And, you know, Jill had talked a little bit about our transitional housing, and that has, oh my gosh, it took off to a running start. And I really need to have her come back in because
yes.
We have already assisted one person. I mean, it's just these success stories are amazing. So I'm going to have to line her up and bring her in.
Absolutely.
To fill you in on, more on that, because that is a neat program. And through all this, that it's still able to move forward instead of at a halt like so many other things are.
One of the things I not only do at home, but every time I come in here, it's like I try and reinforce the positive, and then it's easy to count the things that you don't have. But I'll tell you what, when you find the one thing you do have, then you find two things that you do have.
Absolutely.
And three things. And I keep looking at it that way. And I, when I'm behind the microphone, I said, don't think about what you don't have. What
right.
do you have?
Exactly.
What do
exactly.
you have?
And that is, you know, thank you for saying that. Because also, you know, initially when shelter in place happened, everybody was all about kindness. And I see a lot of unkindness right now. I know a lot of people are exasperated. I know that, you know, you're just, it's summer, the heat, trying to get back. If you are back to work now, oh my gosh, you have this whole new routine now. You have a schedule. It's, but we have to remember kindness. We truly do, because it's, I just hear a lot out in the community where there's a lot of unkindness.
Right.
And that's not going to get you anywhere, and that's not good for you nor the person you're being unkind to.
Well, I'm sure you know Leona Dirks of Big Red
Love
Church.
Love her,
got
yes.
Be kind signs
be kind.
Are still
yes.
out there
yes.
and still popping
we
up.
We still need to throw that out yep. there, because it's just a simple four-letter word that we teach when you're two years old. Be kind, you know, and we need to still reinforce that. Totally.
We do.
And I like the positive. Please try and see the positive in everything. I know we all get a little down in the dumps. And, you know, like I said, all of a sudden now I have to be to work ready. Put on my big girl clothes and actually go instead of like just putting a shirt on with my shorts.
Oh. Oh my.
So, yeah, it's good. It's good.
Well, it's a glorious weekend coming up.
It is.
It's going to be comfortable. Not that heat that we have. And I hope you enjoy it.
You too.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. And it's good to have you back in studio.
It's great to be back. Thank
and,
you so much.
We'll see you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you very
Thanks.
Much. Denise Garcia from the YWCA of the Sauk Valley.